Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Drank the Monk's Road last week. Logstill Distillery. That's part of Eat, Drink, Smoke, the Cigar and Bourbon Show. Sweeping the nation. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Eat, Drink, Smoke, the Cigar and Bourbon and Lifestyle Show you will love and adore. And then check out Monk's Road Bourbon for yourself. Paired that with the God of Fire Carlito 2019. Oh, made me happy. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. EatDrinkSmokeShow.com is where you find everything. In Louisiana, Republicans have the supermajority now because a representative by the name of Francis Thompson, Democrat, has served in Northeast Louisiana, as Keira Davis has the reporting at Red State, has served Northeast Louisiana for 50 years. He is 81, and he just changed his party registration to Republican. He is now the 70th Republican member of the State House. So therefore, they now have a supermajority in the House, and they now have a supermajority in both the House and the Senate. The push to the past several years, says Thompson, by Democratic leadership on both the national and state level to support certain issues does not align with those values and principles that are part of my Christian life. Well, that's a statement. I say to you that often you will see this. And when I say often, I shouldn't say it happens daily, but you've seen people switch parties before. They switch parties because they feel that the party no longer really represents them, or they can't go along with where the party's going. They switch parties for political needs and reasons. Did Jeff Van Drew, congressman from New Jersey, become a Republican because he was a true believer, or because he said, you know what, being a Democrat in this district ain't going to fly for me? And the answer is it's possible. It's a little bit of both. And we look at that and we say, my gosh, how craven are these people? I put forth to you that some people are truly craven. Not everybody is. I don't know, Representative Thompson here. I don't know. What I know is that there are moments where you have to say, yeah, that doesn't work for me. When I discuss the idea of voting for people who can win, and I get a tweet from Framo, you vote for who you think can win. Shouldn't we vote for who we want to win? Voting for who can win is why we'll never get rid of the facade of a two-party system. Well, I don't actually think those two things connect, but let's go back to your first question. I absolutely vote for who I want to win. Absolutely, positively do when that option is afforded me. I did that in Carmel in the race for school board. I voted for who I wanted to win. And I created some anger amongst people, and I'm sure if you were to ask the Republican establishment, it's all my fault that the Republican slate, if you will, to the extent that they say parties have slates, only got one out of three seats on the school board. Well, I would go back and argue they should have done a much better job of handling it. But I don't want to start a fight with them. I just want to regroup and make sure you go at it at the next election and are victorious. That's all. But I absolutely voted for who I thought would be best. But when the options aren't afforded to me, like, for example, as I wrote about, when it was Trump, Hillary Clinton. And remember, at the time, you didn't know Trump at all. You didn't know what was actually going to happen. I did this open letter to my kids, and I said, I had a choice. With Hillary, I get absolutely nothing. With Trump, and if you think about it at the time, right, put yourself back there a little bit, 2016, I have a 50-50 shot. I have a total jump ball as to whether or not this is going to work. You know what? Worked out pretty well for Tony. Policy-wise, Trump, on the vast majority of things, solid. Not everything. Not everything. That's okay. Right? I'm not voting for Jesus. I'm voting for a mortal man, I tell yous. So there's an example. I voted because that was the best option afforded to me. Sometimes you got to do that. I argue that it worked out well. Is Trump the best option available to me going into 2024? I don't know. Right now, I don't actually think so. But I don't deny that it's an option. That'd be crazy. And as everybody who asks me says, what do you think is going to happen in 24? Come on, tell me. I have no idea. Oh, people get so angry. Come on, tell me what you... What am I supposed to tell you? We're so far away from this thing. We are so far from this thing. I don't know. Let's say Trump gets indicted. I'm not saying I want it because that would be super duper weird. But let's argue for a moment that Trump got indicted.
Oh, God!
Will that change whether people vote for Trump? I don't actually think so. I don't. Right? What? Here you're gonna have everybody holding up the Trump mugshot. Oh, look, he got indicted. Oh, look this, look that. Dude, it's Trump. I'd be holding up that photo everywhere. Don't I look good? I was talking to Hammer and Nigel yesterday. I'm like, you got to pull a full Rick Perry. It's got to be a smile right into the camera. Maybe some finger guns. Pew, pew. That's how you got to do it. You got to do it right. This idea that there's only you only have one choice. It's not true. This idea that you should vote for who you want to win. Absolutely true. You're not going to hear me tell you no. Vote for who you want to win. I am not here to tell you who to vote for. I'm not here to tell you how to think. I'm only trying to give you something to think about. That's all I'm doing. But when the opportunity is afforded to me, of course, I vote for who I want. When the opportunity is to get what I can out of it, being a pragmatic man and willing to engage some incrementalism, that's exactly what I do. It's exactly what I do. I deal with my reality as it is, not as I wish it was. And that is part of what being a conservative is. The world the way it is, not the way you wish it was. You're trying to get to the way you wish it was through what is. The progressive wants what is and tries to bend the worldview to that. It's not how it goes. Not how it goes. So anyway, I hope I have clarity there, right? I'm not saying that you'll wholeheartedly agree with what I'm saying, but just clarity as to where I'm coming from. Just want to make sure we're all good.